Sophia here, and our guest this afternoon, artist Lisa Samelin. Her new exhibition, At the Juncture of Dark and Light, a solo exhibition including installation and painting, is on view now through August 15th at the 11 Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties, New York. You can learn more at 11janestreet.com. That is the number 11janestreet.com. There is a free artist talk this Saturday, the 17th, 3 o'clock, and a special performance event on August 7th. Again, the number 11janestreet.com. And for more info about Lisa directly, you can check out lisa-samelin.com. Lisa Samelin, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Will. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us here at KZE. I do encourage the listeners to go to lisa-samelin.com and click on the link for recent works. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. And I think that the first thing that's probably going to draw a lot of people in, part of the hook for me as a fan of art, is the medium that you have chosen, or I should say maybe the way that you've chosen to present these paintings. It looks like you are using old fabric from sofa cushions, curtains, various textiles and fabrics. What's going on there? How did this come about?
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. I started, as most art students do, way back in the day, painting on stretched canvases, of course. It was a given. And I did that for a long time. And I had actually gone to school in the late 60s, dropped out, came back in the late 80s, and somewhere in that second go around, I just had this moment when I looked at a stretch canvas and I said, what the hell is this? I mean, it just struck me as such a arbitrary, you know, and somewhat alien thing. So the first thing I did was take the canvas off the stretcher, you know, just paint on unstretched canvas, and that felt better. And as the years went by, I, at a certain point, started taking cut-up pieces of canvas and sewing them together with gold thread, even though the gold would only be visible on the back because the front was covered with paint. And that felt right at the time. And then as I progressed, several years ago, I've always loved fabric. I was actually a textile designer for years, and I've loved pattern, and particularly pattern that had a certain domestic sweetness that evoked a lot of things for me. So I said, wait, I can paint on this. And that just enchanted me, and we took off from there. And then much more recently, in the past year, maybe partly because I was quarantining, so I was like devouring whatever I had in the house to paint on, but it had a more of a meaning too. I just started painting on old curtains, on filmy scarves, on cushion covers, and I liked the objects that these paintings became, but also it has a lot of meaning to me. The painting landscape, which for me has always been tied into femaleness and freedom, the forest, you know, all of it, and yet painting it on this very domestic kind of material. It just created an interesting relationship.
As you describe the process that you went through to get to this point, it feels playful to me. Did it feel playful to you at the time, sort of the experimentation that is involved?
I think that all art making has a playfulness to it. It's a kind of a dance, and there was a lot of seriousness, though, you know, within that, in the sense that the stretched canvas, over time, I came to see that why I began to react against it, and with all due respect and love to everyone, I started to see that stretched canvas as a part of a very male-centered art history that had never wanted to know about me. So it started to feel alien in that way. And the more organic-shaped things and the softer cloth-like things felt like more out of my world.
I have so many questions about your process, and we're only going to get to just a fraction of this.
Sure.
These pieces of couch cushion fabric or curtains, assuming, based on what you're saying, that you're not stretching them. How does that work? Are you just laying them out on the floor?
Technically, I am.
What's the process?
In the sense that I have to take that piece of cloth. In order to be able to paint on it, it has to be fairly taut.
Okay.
So I am actually staple gunning the fabric or the cushion cover or the scarf onto the wall, or in this case, a large board, and painting it. And then when you're done and you take those staples out, it does this really cool thing because it's been stretched. The fabric sort of puckers slightly around the image. It just does this thing I like.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just take a quick moment to reintroduce our guest this afternoon here on 98.1 KZE, artist Lisa Samelin. Her new solo exhibition, including installation and painting at the Juncture of Dark and Light, now on view through August 15th at the 11 Jane Street Art Center in Socrates, New York. That's 11janestreet.com, the number 11janestreet.com. And you should check out Lisa's website as well to get a sense, just a sense of what this work is all about at lisa-samelin.com. Now, I brought up the playfulness of your process, and you mentioned that there is a serious element to it, too, and you're hinting at that, at least with the title, At the Juncture of Dark and Light. Can you explain to us a little bit about what is going on there?
Sure. I mean, I've sort of located at least three levels of what that means for me. One is that in the show, along with the paintings, are two installations, and if people aren't familiar with the term, an installation is when an artist creates or takes over a space and transforms it in some way so that you can enter into it and hopefully have a response or an experience. And one of them in this show was actually called At the Juncture of Dark and Light. It's in a pop-up tent, and it it's autobiographical. And it deals with some really invasive trauma and abuse early on in my life and the healing from it. So I've just become very aware of, like, there are things that we would have never chosen, you know, and yet they happen. And in the healing from it, often it brings tremendous gifts and understandings. So it's one of the meanings. And then, of course, the paintings that we were just talking about are, a lot of them are paintings of dusk and evening and night, and some of them are fully warmly lit of daylight. So that's a kind of a visual examination of dark and light. And lastly, although there's nothing about COVID per se in the show, I just felt like at this moment for all of us communally, we've gone through a very interesting experience with so much suffering for so many people, so much loss, so much, you know, unspeakable kind of suffering. And at the same time, it stopped us in our tracks and brought some very real gifts. You know, I mean, just the way we were stuck in our house. We had that moment to, you know, just really ask what's important and what's meaningful to me and what maybe isn't. So I'm just about in this whole show how maybe we didn't want this, whatever it is, but in the healing of it, you end up receiving gifts you might never have otherwise.
I referenced earlier in this conversation, there is a free artist talk this Saturday, the 17th, 3 o'clock, and then a special performance event on August 7th. Would you like to describe what is going to be happening with this at the 11 Jane Street Art Center in Socrates?
My very dear friends, Joanne Pagano and Bruce Weber, they're like triple, quadruple threats. She's a painter and a performer and a writer. He's an wonderful art historian and an amazing poet. And their friend, Rick Pantel, who's a guitarist. So relating to the theme of the show, Bruce is going to be reading some wonderful poems and accompanied by the guitar, and Joanne's reading a new story. So I'm honored that they are going to be doing this during my show.
Well, we are looking forward to it, and I want to thank you again so much for your time. A big thank you to our guest this afternoon, artist Lisa Samelin at the Juncture of Dark and Light, a solo exhibition including installation and painting, now on view through August 15th at the 11 Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties, 11janestreet.com. That's the number 11janestreet.com. There is a free artist talk this Saturday the 17th, 3 o'clock, and there is a special performance event on August 7th, and you should also check out Lisa's website at lisa-samelin.com. Lisa, again, thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing your work. We are looking forward to it, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday, and hopefully we get to see you down the road.
Hey, Will, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's 98.1 KZE.